I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yoda Speed, Sport of Time. We're back, baby. I have no idea how long it's been, but I know it's been too long. John's with me tonight.
It's been over a month, Brandon.
Has it?
Over 1 month.
Oh, boy. We're recording this on September 3rd, for the record. We also have Chicken Fingers 69 with us, special guest.
What's up?
Hi, Chicken.
What's up, fuck sticks?
Ah, different. Different, but the same. Well, let's get right into talking sports. Oh, first off, I've got some tragic news to share for our podcast fans. City Pages, if you remember, some 6 years ago, voted us best podcast. Mm-hmm. And then the person who actually nominated us for that award was immediately fired from City Pages, and they got rid of the award. That's how bad of an idea it was to give us best podcast. But I am extremely sad to report this best podcast award is back.
No,
for
Brandon,
2020,
Brandon, we were the best. We were the best sports podcast, not the best podcast.
Oh, wait, really?
Really? So best sports podcast is not back.
Still not back.
Still the champions.
Reigning champs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that feels good. Wow. We should wrap this up.
You can tell how good we are given that we record one episode every 2 months now.
That's right. They're so good. Well, let's talk sports. That's what we're here to do. We're a sports podcast. We're not a general interest podcast. We're a sports podcast. And we need to talk about the Twins, I think, first. Boy, flying high. Sort of right of the ship for the past couple days, but it's gotten pretty ugly. And I guess I just have a question. Let's start with you, Jonathan. How on earth are we going to turn this thing around? Because as far as I know it, Shannon Stewart's not walking through that door.
Bobby Keelty isn't even on the roster. We can't trade him.
Rick Reed isn't walking through that door.
The Twins can't trade for... Who is
Brandon Kinsler
Kenny
is not
Rogers?
Walking through that door.
Was Kenny Rogers the pickup that one year?
That was at the very beginning of a season.
That was at the start of the year?
I couldn't tell you what season, but it was like a week before the start of a season.
Matt Capps is not walking through the door.
Matt Capps isn't walking through that door.
That was one.
Who did the Twins trade for Capps? Wilson Ramos, right? That was
Wilson
the Ramos,
Ramos
trade?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
God.
Yeah. Bad
we were
trade.
Mad. We were so mad immediately. 1 second after the trade started, we were furious.
You know, it's probably a good thing they didn't make any deadline deals this year because the Twins' history of deadline deals is poor.
God, there was a guy for the Cubs who was like 8 billion years old. And Phil Nevin. That's who I'm thinking of.
Phil Nevin,
that was
yeah.
another one. Oh, fuck.
Nothing will ever compare to the year they picked up Brett Boone in the middle
Boone's
of the season.
Corpse. Oh, that was so bad. He was so strung out on roids. He had just deflated, like a deflated balloon. He hit a ball as far as he could, like really got into one, and it went like 230 feet. Yeah. That's left fielder caught it in his pocket.
Blow wind. Blow wind.
It was just it was the baseball equivalent of watching Christian Ponder try to throw a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary was there.
Yep. He was baseball Ponder. Oh boy.
Oh,
poor
no.
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so John, help us. Is Michael Pineda our savior? Is he going to turn this thing around?
My hope is that once they get the team that get all these guys who are injured and get back to the same team they had the first 2 weeks of the season, when they couldn't lose, things will get better. But it seems like the combination of the bullpen being and the starting staff being the same, not working out real well. And it doesn't help that they can't score more than 3 runs in any game because of some law passed while I wasn't looking. So I don't know. It's just been a very weird year. They started out so, like, at one point it seemed very possible that they were going to win 50 of the 60 games they played. It was unbelievable.
Speaking of the bullpen, do you know who your bro was?
I know. Oh my gosh. Let's just talk about it now. So
let's talk about it.
My pick for a bro was Taylor Rogers, who is a war criminal. And my pick for a turd was Kenta Maeda.
You talk to your
Kenta
turd?
Kenta Maeda.
Maeda! Ah,
who's John. Been absolutely the bright spot of the season.
It's John! Oh.
Wow.
Had I picked John. had I picked the same two guys but exactly opposite, I would be an absolute hero. Like, possibly
a
soothsayer. Hailed as a genius far and wide. But instead, the two worst possible picks. Oh. This 1 year after I picked Jorge Polanco, who was an all-star, let me remind you, was an all-star last year. I picked him as my turd last year.
John!
I can't believe it.
Let's talk, you know what, bright spot. Let's talk about Brandon's picks. Brandon, do you remember your bro?
I know that I think, was it Randy Dobb?
Randy, R.D.
That's
Randy
right.
Randy Dobb, that
yeah.
great pick.
Great,
really good.
Do you remember who your turd was?
I believe, was it Josh Donaldson?
Josh Donaldson. Been a turd. Been hurt.
He's been a
count
real
that
turd.
As a turd.
Yep.
Yep. So
that's a, yeah, it's a real turd because Brandon's... I factored in the injury perspective. Because I always go for the guys who I think are just getting a little bit too old. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I know I got bit in the ass by Irv Santana that year. He was amazing.
Sure did. You sure did.
So, you know, it does happen. But, yeah, Josh Donaldson, maybe he's our savior. But so far,
turdy.
One home run.
Yep.
One.
He had the other night, he had a line drive double, like a liner over the second baseman's head. And the broadcast was like, oh, my gosh, he's back. Here we go. The ball didn't even reach a fence, but everybody was still real excited about it.
Well, we're desperate.
Desperate Real desperate for offense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't. So you're saying you don't know, or maybe we're saying we shouldn't be asking John any of his baseball opinions.
No, I don't know. I had no real point other than I was thinking about. I'm looking at the list here, and I was thinking about Taylor Rogers being the bro and Maeda being the turd.
Could not have done
you
worse.
You can't bet on a reliever being dominant for a second year. It's just so many of them are good for a year, and then you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
Yep. It helped that I put no thought whatsoever into that before we started.
It's okay.
And
it's not. Yeah.
I was like, Rogers, he was awesome. Yeah, Rogers is going to be awesome again. There are no recorded cases of a reliever having one good year and then dropping off. Once they're good forever.
Since when?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't help that, Pineda's been out. It doesn't help. Odorizzi was so good last year, and he hasn't really played much. I don't know if he's going to be much of anything. He's got, what, like a abdomen or some back or some kind of goofy with his body. It's not a great sign. So I don't know. I'm a little, I think I've got my eggs in Pineda's basket right now because Maeda's been great. I think Berríos has gotten somewhat unlucky. He's been pretty tough to watch, but I checked up the old FIP. He's been fine. Kind of feel like my boy Randy might come back to earth here in a little bit. And I have no idea what to think about Rich Hill. As much as he's the exact pitcher I would be as an old person who's also sometimes like has just absolute spaz, like feel like something might be wrong with him. oh man,
let me ask you this, Brandon.
Moments this past couple weeks ago, we had my state tournament, and I really lashed out at some folks. I feel bad. So, for the record, I'm very sorry.
I'm gonna have a follow up question. I'm gonna have two questions. one, tell me about it. That's the first one, and then I'll have a follow up.
Oh man, I don't even, you know, heat of the moment. I yelled at an umpire for calling a ball, and then the guy so threw a strike. He called it a ball.
So
next pitch, the guy, like,
you're pitching or you're in the dugout?
I'm pitching.
Oh, okay.
I throw a strike at the knees. I'm shooting knees. He calls it a ball. That makes me mad. So the next pitch, the guy hits like a line drive single to right field. Goes oppo. And then I'm like, that's on you, umpire. That's your fault. Really loudly. And then the guy at first base, the guy who just hit it, was like, that was low. That was low. And I was like, I was not talking to you.
That's the right
Take
response.
Take a full swing and then come back and talk to me.
You're not overreacting. That's the correct response, especially when he pencil dicks one out in the fucking right. It just, you know.
Exactly. He's in the five hole. It barely makes it to the right fielder.
Let's not act like
So I was like
you're...
shut the fuck
Nelly
up.
Nelly fucking
I was not
Cruz.
Talking to you.
Yeah, well, what was yeah. that? 43 mile an hour exit velo. That's, boy, you're really something. Yeah. Let's call the scouts.
But I wasn't expecting it. So all of a sudden I'm on the mound and I'm trying to yell at two people at the same time. The home plate umpire, and then I'm looking over at the first place. I'm like, fuck you. Hold on. You just hold, please. Also, you're a piece of shit. So, and then I yelled at him a lot more after I got done with the inning, and then my coach pulled me. So,
so
that was the end of my day.
As someone who shares in your, you know, kicked out of five straight high school hockey games, shares this with you. Mm-hmm. When you're doing, I mean, you know who you are, and you know that you prefer that you don't act this way. Ideally, you wouldn't. That's mm-hmm. at least for my case. That's the way I feel about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're doing it, is it almost like you're hovering above your body, watching yourself do it, but you can't help it? Like you're just like, well, fuck, there he goes, and it's not you really. Well, can you see yourself doing it, and knowing you're going to regret it after the fact, or is it just? Does it take you a half an hour to go fuck? Or do you never?
It just feel like in my brain, somebody needs to say something because this is an unjust situation.
Yep. It's not right.
So that's why I can't help it. I need you to know that you got away with something.
Who do you think you are?
I'm not asking you to reverse your call, but no. You just need to know this. You and I both know this. You fucked up. You're bad at your job. While I'm doing this, I'm fucking pointing at the wall in front of us. Just like
I'm
hardcore pointing at the wall in front of me, and I'm staring just at a blank wall and going, you fucked up, man.
I'm not sure they know. Jesus. That's the point. That's the point. They don't know that they fucked up. So.
But I never go to the way I never go to like, hey, man, that was a shitty call. I always go to more of like the shaming aspect of it.
Yep.
Where I go like, hey, you know you fucked up. I know you fucked up. I need you to pay attention. That's what I say to umpires a lot. Pay attention. Like, I kind of go beyond just you suck to, like, you're just not even, you know, in the game right now. So I start lecturing him, and I kind of get condescending, like I'm his dad. I'm like, hey, this is a big game to me. This should be a big game to you. Please pay attention. You're fucking this up.
I'm not perfect. All I'm asking for you to do is just show a little bit of hustle. If you're going to make that call, you can't make it standing 140 feet away from the blue line. It wasn't offsides, but you weren't in position to call it. If you were in position to call it and then you made that call, I wouldn't be saying anything. But you're standing because you're lazy. You're standing 140 feet away, not skating at all, making the improper call. You're not in position to make the call, so then don't make it. I hear you, Brandon.
Remember if I told you this, but when I was in Texas, I was like, the umpire was like, shut up, don't say anything back. And I started getting into this like, no, that's not how this works.
No,
that is not how it works. You fuck up, you get yelled at. And I was like, at my job, I'm not allowed to fuck up. And not get, on the mound, having this like philosophical, are we allowed to give feedback or not? And I'm new to this team in Texas. And they're like, hey, dude, can't you just say like, fuck off like the rest of us? Why on earth are you doing this sort of like, no, this is how it works. This is called feedback, accountability.
Yep.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like give and take, back and forth. We all have bosses. We're accountable to, okay? And I remember my teammate just being like, hey, settle down? Maybe get more riled up, actually. I'd prefer if you were just mad. You're just getting into some weird...
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't even know where that came from. Oh, we were talking about Dick Mountain, Rich Hill. and he's just like a full on like spaz, right? He just screams things at people and himself, I think. So a little bit different, but
do you have one
certainly that, a spirit animal for
your
me.
Biggest? I want to delve more into the Brandon Broxy aspect.
Way do more interesting.
One that
than
stands
Rachel.
Out the most as your most regrettable, like a sentence or a term, something you called an ump or said to another player or a dad or a mom or a grandma. I don't know. That you regret the most that stands out as past the line or. No, I don't regret shit. And everything I've said needed to be said, and it was all justified.
I don't know if I regret any of it. I do know that the Texas thing was weird, and I just definitely like did not like that being a first impression for my new teammates and being like, God, I don't know if he's got a rage problem. He's weird. He's for sure weird. I don't know if I like him. So that's, you know, because if you're just a hothead, people are like, that's cool. Hey, we're playing sports. Mm-hmm. Be a hothead. Yep. Mm-hmm. But if you start like getting weirdly deep on the mound, I think people are just sort of like, I don't know.
You're whipping out a research paper and citing sources. No. Yeah. You see here, Johnson and Anderson in their landmark 1983 yes. study said that.
Yes. Ugh. That's the sort of stuff that gets me. I get really embarrassed about. I just point blank, like a few feet away from the base umpire, screamed, fuck you, Adam. Last year for calling a balk on me. That was a bummer. I usually don't like to say fuck you to somebody straight to their face like that. I mean, we were close. You know, we were like right next to each other. And I don't know what led to this other memory, but I do remember getting in some sort of argument at like a Legion game when I was 17 or 18 and said something bad to some kid. And I just remember getting in the car with my mom and driving home, and she was driving me. And this kid pulled up to the side of our car, and asked us to roll the window down, and he just said, hey, why don't you go back to hell where you came from? And then he just, like, squealed away, and it was just me and my mom in there. And she's like, what on earth have you said to this kid?
Oh, she blamed it on you.
He looked like...
He did that to you, and she didn't blame him. She's like, what a jerk. She turned to you and said, "What?" Yeah. She victim-shamed you.
What did you do to him?
She victim-shamed
you. She sure did. I was a victim there. I still don't remember what led to that, but that was just such a weirdly dramatic thing to say. And in a car, and then he squealed away like as if we were gonna like run him down. That's one that I also will never forget. He was the way he said it, he was hurt. something I said in there really something hurt him, and I don't remember what it was. So to that kid, I feel bad for something, I think. What about you? I bet you've said way worse things than me, because you're more of a hockey guy. I mean, I feel like I said some shitty things in hockey, but there's something different about, like, I don't know, you got a helmet on, or because of, I don't know, it just doesn't feel always as, I don't know, baseball, it's just right there.
So. You know, I don't know that I regret it, but the one I think the most awkward one was one that a Legion ball fight I got into that carried over into the parking lot after the fact.
Whoa.
And okay, and it happened, and I can still see every moment of it. And it was pretty intense. And then, it was Legion Ball. Okay, so now 15 years pass, and now our sons are the same age and end up in the same sports league and teams together. So now I now see this person like all the time, and we've never addressed it. It's at least from my end, I still think about it. Like when I see the person, it's never been addressed. We just haven't really talked it through or talked about the incident. I'd be shocked if he doesn't remember it. It's just a thing that's there all the time. That's probably the one I regret the most, just because I now have to be around the person.
Now it's gotten so long, you can't bring it up now.
I can't
right?
bring it up now. No, and now we're just waiting for graduation and never having to deal with it again. So,
right.
Here
we are. The only option would be you're like 17 beers deep at a
That's
party
it.
Or something. You're like, you know what? You remember this, right?
I'm not apologizing for it. Fuck him. I'm not. I'm not going to say I'm sorry about what I said because I'm not sorry about what I said. So how? What's the resolution? There is no resolution.
What did you say to him? You're not going to tell us?
Oh, it's God. No, it's such a long story, and okay. If I say the details, I worry a little bit about. Yeah.
Even though you're anonymous, that's how bad this is. An anonymous person won't tell details of a story.
Oh, it was. No. Okay, I'll tell you.
It's green room.
What is the statue of
limitations? I'm not proud of it. At all. It's not. Yeah. It was vitriolic and certainly not up to par with 2020 standards of the way people should treat each other.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha. Just, yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, still, it's not your fault. It's his fault. Fuck that
guy. Oh, there's no doubt.
He should have known better.
There's no way around it. Yeah. A lot of things went around it, too. God, we could talk about it for a long time. But anyways, that's the one. And it hasn't gone away. Like, what if now you coached Hopkins Little League with the guy that rolled up next to you in your car and told you to go back to hell? Like, now if you have to see him, like, 3 times a week. And you never talked about it, but you both knew it happened.
Yeah,
that's where
not
we're
good.
At. Nah, it's not great.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, Dick Mountain's not the answer. Rich Hill's not the answer. We agree on that.
No. But. No. Well, I want to very quickly. As a lefty, do you think that a lot of it comes down that have a lot of these disagreements come down to box? Do you find that it's often about box? Maybe not the most, the thing that sparks it the most.
Yeah,
but
there's just been a lot of them, and it's what a weird rule to begin with. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have. It's the most subjective, crazy rule in most sports.
And I don't feel
like
umpires
should be allowed to
fully understand it. And there's not a ton of lefties out there, obviously. That's part of the point of why there's not as many lefties as righties, obviously. So I don't think umps are as familiar with it. They don't fully understand the rule. So you feel like you fully understand that rule because you're you and you've had to deal with it your whole life. So they misinterpret a call. Well, that has to really bother you. And that's what sparks it.
I just can't imagine if you started baseball again right now, if you'd be like, well, you can, if you're left-handed, you can go to a 45-degree angle, mm-hmm. an actual angle that they have put, like, but it's not like in the dirt. It's just like a mental sort of 45-degree angle instead of just mm-hmm. being like, no, if just like right-handers, if your foot's on the rubber, you can't throw over to first. That's fair for lefties and righties. Why on earth was it ever like lefties should be able to do that? Is it because generally, it's harder to be a left-handed pitcher, so let's give them a little bit of a equalizer because most hitters are righty? Probably not. That makes too much sense, but just pretty insane. A lot of baseball is pretty insane if you think about it too much. So.
I think maybe I'm surprised you haven't like commissioned a drone that just hovers over the mound during your games that then is attached to a cell phone.
I've got my phone in my pocket.
Like
of course.
Protractor app. That then measures the angle that you could just, after the box is called, you just pull it out and just like a screen grab and just go, here, dipshit. That's 37 degrees. It's not, what the fuck? And just hand it to him.
If I was you, I would literally bring a can of spray paint out to the mound at the start of every start and just paint a line on the mound. Be like, listen, my foot lands on this side of the line. Go ahead and call a buck. That's on me.
But don't be
calling me for a bog if it lands on this side of the line.
I mean, they bring the spray paint out for the rubber before every game. Mm-hmm. It's an extra line. It's not that hard.
Did you guys know they actually did do that one year? They tried it in spring training. They chalked the 45-degree lines on the mound.
Never heard that.
And they got rid of them before the season because everybody was balking all the time.
Oh,
and
God. You guys are such cheaters. You pitchers they were like, are such fucking cheaters. I knew it.
We can't call guys for 15 bucks a game. That's just not good.
It's not good.
So they were like, well, if you work off one side of the mound, it's slightly unfair. And everyone could think of one pitcher who did that, but that's unfair for that guy. So we can't have these lines on the mound.
God, that's just, ugh, it's so crazy. Some good Twins talk here.
Just Rich Hill has gotten us off into the weeds of talking about left-handed pitching and anger.
That's right.
Anger management and left-handed pitching.
It's been bad. But thank God they won the last two against the White Sox. Otherwise, I think there'd be a lot of suicide watch folks going on. I just looked up Baseball Reference playoff odds, which is, of course, not really fair this year because half the teams make it. But we are at 99.1%.
Really?
That feels good. Well, 99.1.
Yep. I guess the fact that the top two teams from each division and two wild cards make it, that's part of what has made this whole terrible run weird, because it's still been a little bit like, well, they suck, but they're probably still going to make the playoffs no matter what happens.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of the angst of, at one point, there was a thing going around of like, they're 99.9% odds. And it's just like, boy, what if we're the 0.1%? That would be hard to live with for a very long time, for many years.
Right.
So it's probably a little bit of anxiety with that. But still looks pretty good. Who the hell knows what happens once they get there? Well, I do. They'll lose to the Yankees.
Yeah. I don't know how, but that's what they're
somehow.
That's who they're going to play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I don't know. But Buxton is back. Looks amazing. Still just the brightest light for all of us. So that's fun.
I think it's
kind
of funny to me that there was this whole big thing about how Buxton was going to learn to jump off both feet at the wall instead of one foot in the hopes of not continually killing himself. And the other night he robbed a homer and just jumped off one foot. Like,
you can't change that, right? You're one or the other. They say it about basketball too. There's half the people jump off one foot naturally and half the people jump off 2 feet. They don't really know why that is. It's just, you are who you are.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine turning into the opposite.
Hold on. I'm just going to jump. Let's see what I didn't.
Are you yelling at us?
No, I'm saying I'm trying to jump.
Oh, you're trying. Okay, yeah.
See which one I am. Hold on.
Get up there.
Fucking nice tank.
Rainmaker. Rain dance.
I'm a 1 foot guy.
You're one guy? Yep, I'm a one guy as well.
I think I'm a 1 foot guy.
I think I'm a 2 foot guy.
You're a 2 footer? Yeah. Yep. Takes all kinds, man. Snow has been amazing, again, 2 years in a row. I have a lot of people in my life who don't like him, and I think they'll just never like him. He kind of represents the three true outcomes to its fullest extent guy.
Is that why do they offer reasons for why they don't like him?
I don't pry too deeply.
Well, you're not asking them for, you're not like Carl Jung, like trying to analyze there's like. You don't just say why?
Yeah. Why do you not like him? And they just like, he strikes out too much. I don't know. Yeah. I think he kind of sucks. And I'm like, well, he hits bombs. His OPS is this, that, whatever. Hmm. Like, I don't know. I think he kind of sucks. Okay. I think they're older guys. They probably think he's out of shape. So there's a little bit of that going on. It's just not a whole lot of love for those guys, I don't think. With the old people,
it would have been way better for Sano if nobody had ever known his name before he came up to the major leagues. Then he would be by far the most popular Twins player.
Yeah, that's true. He would be Kenneth Vargas,
right?
Oh, yeah, the people's hopes for him. He hasn't met their hopes.
Yeah.
That's and probably Buxton too.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, but I get it. I don't know. Do you guys are you watching as much baseball this year? More no. Because you have less going on, or
no? And I got more going on because they packed everything that was canceled in March and April and May,
right?
And June.
That makes sense.
Into July and August and September. So it's just fantastic right now. No, I'm not watching any baseball. I don't know what's going on.
I saw a quote, and I forget who it was, that really just in like a sentence summarized all of baseball and what's happened to it. And it was a hitter, and he was like, I would rather strike out with my best swing than put the ball in play with a weak swing. I want to strike out with my A swing than try to get a hit with my C swing. I'm never going to take a C swing ever again.
Hmm.
It wasn't Sano that said it, but it's certainly the way that
sure.
Sano lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is he's right. And the second problem is that's fucking boring.
Oh, it's so boring.
And I don't really know what to do about it because I teach my kids this. I mean, they're 9 years old, but I'm like, hey, we're going to swing hard. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to swing hard. That's how you do some damage in baseball. We even in this little, which is not true, in third grade, really, it is just if you put the ball in play you're going to be safe.
Horrible
right?
advice for third grade. Wonderful advice for being a major league baseball player. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to get them to love, but I'm also trying to get them to not quit baseball.
Sure.
And I want them to love baseball
no,
and actually like hitting a ball hard is fucking great feeling. So there's a little bit of that too, but you're right. If we want to win a game, it's like, hey, anything you can do, don't even like wind up, just hold your bat out. Just hold it out there. Like it's a fishing pole right in front of the, you know, I just don't know what to do about it. That's the perfectly correct way to play baseball, and it sucks ass for fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it stopping anytime soon. All these ideas, move the pitching mound back a little bit. Sure, maybe. Something with infield, you know, banning some defensive shifts. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe. Moving the fences back, perhaps, could be something. But I don't know. That all seems like just kind of working at the margin sort of thing. The fielders are just too good. They're too good. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. And I have no idea what baseball looks like 20 years from now. Do you think it could just be this? This is it? Just like trying to hit bombs? No one steals base?
It's going to stay this. I just hope it's faster. It's just too slow. They got to speed it up. That's, I think, the number one problem. It's not so much the strikeouts and the lack of offense, in a sense. It's home runs or nothing type attitude. It's just so much pausing, and nobody can handle
that. I just try
to
think about, like, the attention I'm paying to a game when there's nobody on versus when there's a guy on base. That, to me, is like, you perk up. There's a guy on base. There's a ball in play. There's something going on, whereas, like, I don't care if it's a two-hour game with no base runners and guys just trying to hit bombs. I don't know. That's still not that fun of a thing to watch for me.
There's somebody on, and you perk up, but then the catcher goes out and visits the pitcher, and then you go on your phone and you visit, see if you have any Twitter updates, and then 15 minutes pass, and you've just read 400 tweets and not paid any attention to baseball because it's too slow.
Yep.
Had they said, no, catcher, you can't go out there. You're not going to say anything of any value anyways. Stay behind the goddamn plate. Pitcher, you throw the ball right now. Or it's a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Throw it right now. You have 6 seconds to throw
some
it.
Drama.
Now. Right now.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I thought Joe Posnanski, I don't know if you read him very often, he's a great writer, was talking about there's so much of baseball is steeped in tradition, which is totally understandable. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. And he said that's why a lot of people have been resistant to rule changes. And he's like, that's actually the opposite. It's doing the opposite of what you want it to do. Rule changes are what would keep baseball the way that we like and the way we fell in love with baseball. We need to change rules because of all these like new ways to look at the sport. We're hacking the system with, again, infield rules or whatever else. Like, we need to continue to actually be really vigilant with rule changes in order to keep pace of play, balls in play, batting mm-hmm. averages still matter. You know, all this sort of stuff that we, like, stolen bases are, nope, they're done. Triples, there's no triples anymore. It's all over.
But triples are fun as hell, and stolen bases are really best. Fun. Fucking awesome. That's a great play. It's fun, but they're gone. Yeah,
they're so fun. Yeah. And the reason is not because we needed to have some rule changes developed in order to have those stay.
Mm-hmm.
So while we resisted them to keep the tradition, we actually screwed ourselves, and now they're gone.
I don't know.
Again, of course, it makes sense. You shouldn't be trying to steal that many bases. And it still sucks for fans. I was talking to my stepdad, who was complaining about some of this sort of stuff. He loves baseball, and it's just like, you know, like most fans, just kind of like, why isn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen? Why not try a hit and run? And I was like, they're not going to try to hit and run because it doesn't make any sense. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or why don't you bunt? They shouldn't bunt. Why would you give a runaway? It's a bad idea. And he's like, yeah, no, but they used to bunt, whatever. And he was complaining. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, whatever happened to like Wade Boggs, those types? Those guys were super valuable. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like now they would have some weird shift on, and Wade Boggs would be like in every. Yeah. He wouldn't even be that great anymore, right? Would we even give a shit about a? There's guys like that now, and
why isn't Luis Arraez? Luis Arraez is Wade Boggs, isn't he? What's the difference?
Yeah, and we're like, oh, cool, that guy.
That's great. Adam, yeah, I like him, but yeah, it's not. I don't know. There's Wade Boggs around. Bog guy. What's the multiple? What's plural Boggs?
Bog guy. Plural Boggs.
No, there's Wade Boggs around, kind of.
Yeah, but they're not like, they're not the stars.
No,
like, oh, fuck yeah.
No, you're right. They're not. Nelly Cruz. People like Nelly Cruz. His arms are fucking 40 inches around, and he hits the ball 800 miles. That's what people like.
That's right. Yeah. It's a bummer. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think they should bring the sportive in. We are clearly the number one sports fixers. We get it right every single time. Never appreciated in our time. But
God, like a Shark Tank type thing, well, where they bring in ideas for sports, and we're just sitting there in a couch, like on a stage, and they tape it, and we're just, the four of us are just sitting on stage, and the guy comes up and he's like, I don't know, rocket skates, and we're like,
rocket skates, coolest thing I ever heard.
and you're like Cuban, and you're like, oh, that's Jesus, yeah, I'm in.
Holy fucking shit, no friction.
Here's $500 million for zero stake in your company just because I love you. And the rest of us are looking at you like, yeah, crazy person.
I'm never tired, bro.
The sassy little short-haired blonde. Like, what? That's Cuban, you're crazy. Well,
I don't.
What we need is somebody to put up some money so we can hire, like, 40 athletes. You know the guys in high school that were good at every sport?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they may go on to play college sports or something, but they're not going to go pro or anything. We need to hire like 40 of those guys and then just fix every sport by having these guys play every sport and trying out some of these rule stuff and working it out a little bit.
Be so entertaining.
Yep.
It'd be so fun to watch.
Everyone's going to love our sportive all sports league.
So
I've joked about it before, but like you're going to tune in to the show where they like this week on the sports triers. What they're going to try this week is you get two forward passes in football.
Yeah.
Let's see if it works. So you're tuning in. You really fucking want to know if there's like a double bomb to win a game.
So here's the entertainment side of it. And it could be very it could be very lucrative for us selling this idea and putting it on tape and having it on television. The other side of it is, you know, we've got a guy, he used to be a really good athlete in high school, just like John said, and we hire him and we strap some rocket skates on him, and his, you know, the skates, he crashes into the boards and his legs come completely apart from his body. And now this guy's legless. And now we're held responsible. I mean, that's what we did to him. And it's on television. Like, it's going to be held up in court because it's on tape.
Yeah. But think about it. Yeah. Now it's a medical drama. Now it's a redemption story.
Yeah, but otherwise,
it's on TikTok.
It's like the NBC Olympics in real time.
You know,
this man's legs came out from his body. Now let's watch him try to make a comeback.
But if it wasn't on tape, Brandon's very familiar with the Mille Lacs area, in that Mille Lac area, a lot of swampland. This guy, he just disappears.
One leg in one swamp.
Now it's a police procedure. It's NCIS Minnesota.
My God, it's never ending. We'll sell the rights. We'll sell the rights to whoever wants them.
This show is everything it needs to be. It's every kind of show rolled into one. Pay us $1
million. Basketball with a 4-foot line. Basketball. Next week's a 12-foot rim. You never know. Fuck. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
Cuban is in.
We love the rocket skate idea. Hockey innings, of course. We'll try out hockey innings because we know how cool that is.
I don't even remember what hockey innings were. What were hockey innings again?
Hockey innings was each team in their inning.
Why are we doing this?
It's a
so it's
10 innings, John.
You know what? You know what? Innings. This is I'm it's, starting to remember this, and it's too stupid to talk about. Let's just move on.
For the listeners, it's 5-on-3, okay? No. It's a 5-on-3 hockey inning. You get a 2
You record your own podcast or direct them to another one. I don't want to talk about it
you
anymore.
You built this monster.
Oh, fuck. It was so good. Oh, you'd watch that, baby. You would watch it. It's the bottom of the 10th. They got to score twice. Hockey innings.
Ridiculous.
Finding skates where they don't get tired is the greatest idea we've collectively ever had. What's his face? Best player?
You know
Austin Matthews? He's on the ice the entire game. Well, it's all Austin Matthews all game long.
You know those little hoverboards that they have that I think they're banned now maybe? They should have hockey but on those.
There we go.
Like roller hockey but hoverboard hockey.
I hate you both.
Never get
so
tired.
Much.
And then it's just so much about like
Why
the hand-eye coordination, the dipsy doodles, the pullbacks,
what a terrible
and the spins.
Sport that would be.
Oh. I get one
more
night
Austin
off
Matthews
every
equals
2 months,
win.
And I dedicate it to this, to listening to this. What was I thinking?
I don't know. Getting back to the issue at hand is baseball sucks to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we were saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, here one
Chicken
thing I think they
watch it.
One thing I think they should do. You guys probably haven't been watching a lot this year, but it seems like this year they've started showing ads. Like someone will hit a single. And normally they would just show him talking to the first base coach. But instead, Dick Bramer will be like, and now a word from our friends at Trio Orthopedics. And they'll just do like a little 10-second ad in between pitches. And it's like, okay, that's fine. Now cut down the time between innings down to like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We'll show all the ads you want during the game. Then let's cut the time down so that we don't need 2 minutes and 30 seconds in between innings.
No,
that's great.
No, it should be so short. Imagine if the left fielder's up first and it's like a 45-second clock with the inning ends. He just has
to
fucking dead sprint into the dugout.
Absolutely.
They throw him his helmet and his batting gloves. He's got to just try to get in there. First pitch is fired in before he even makes it.
I like this idea
Drama.
A lot, actually. Just like Drama. On-the-fly changes?
Yes.
Oh, now we're talking.
Actually, might burn some calories playing a sport. It's good. A little less lazy.
Just as soon as the inning changes, as soon as the pitcher and the catcher can get out there and get set up, he can start throwing strikes to the next guy.
They had that old Ken Burns documentary. One thing I remember about that was back in the day, they used to leave their gloves like out on the edge of the infield when they'd run and hit. They'd just throw their gloves at the edge of the why did we stop that? You don't have to go back to the dugout. Just have a bat that everybody shares. At home plate, and you leave your gloves out there. You don't even need
this
to
was
to the
back
dugout.
When there was like 7 gloves in existence, and there was one bat. And if you broke the bat, it was just over. The
Game's
league was
over. Yep, one ball.
All right, we gotta cut down another tree.
Ball
Where's the
over.
Lathe again?
Oh, the ball's gone. Fuck, you gotta go shoot a horse. Shoot a horse.
And have a tennis ball.
Cut it up and tan it. And then, like, stitch. Poor horse. Like, oh, shit. The horse is watching the game. He sees the ball go over the fence. Like, ah.
They're looking through the knot hole. Yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Just take it out running. Oh, boy. Oh, son of a bitch.
Scatter, boys. Scatter.
That's horrible.
Poor horses. Those poor guys. Sorry. That's how it works. Man, we have just been... We haven't even been on the rails. We didn't even make it to any rails.
No. What were we going to talk about? Are we still talking about Rich Hill?
I think we're still talking about Rich Hill. And I started complaining about the Twins, and I asked Chicken if he had been watching any games, and that was it. Should we go quickly? You want to do a lightning round to some other sports?
Sounds good. We should really think about maybe doing a podcast more than once a month. We might not have this problem quite so much.
Right. Yeah, we should think about it.
All right, lightning round.
Do you want to talk about other sports, Chicken?
Well, this whole thing was just a distractionary tactic to hopefully not have to talk about the NBA. But like, I'm just one of three people. You want to talk about it? Just let's go. That's fine. Let's go.
I do want to briefly talk to Brandon about who the Timberwolves should take with their draft pick.
We can be brief because I have no idea. This is one of those weird years where there's like nine guys that could be all potential, could potentially be the best guy in the draft.
The one time the Wolves get it, that's they win the lottery.
Right.
It's just a fucking amazing. You guys,
so the worst draft in a decade, easily, easily the worst. Like there's not even a close second year. It's terrible.
Near as I can tell, their choice seems to boil down to: do you want the one guy who can't shoot or play defense, or the other guy who can't shoot or play defense? Or do you want to draft a guy who can't play any offense, but he might be able to play some defense and cover up for your offense-only defense-optional players you already have? Which would not exactly be an inspiring first pick in the draft to draft a guy who might get two blocks a game next season.
Yeah, there's so many guys that could potentially be in the mix. I'm not even sure exactly who you're referring to with those descriptors, because there's a bunch of them. And then, of course, what you do is you go, well, then let's just trade the pick. I bet we could get a first-round unprotected next year and then an all-star. And it's like, no, everybody knows this is a shitty draft. We're not the only ones who know it. All the guys played in college, and they all sucked ass. There was nobody good. So I think we're probably just kind of screwed. I mean, of course, the Wolves are always screwed. Step number one of becoming a Timberwolves fan is just realizing they're never going to get remotely close to winning at all. So that's okay. Like we've all made our peace with that.
I would, but say even I within made the bounds of that.
Right. Maybe you shouldn't make your peace with it. Maybe I'm the idiot. Who knows? We're both miserable, so it's hard to say that one of us is doing this right. Right? Remember, I mean, you don't have a leg up on you. You don't have a leg up on me. We're both just huge idiots.
Remember when we made a bet about the Sixers and the Timberwolves, and the only thing we should have seen coming is that after this much time, we'd both end up angry and miserable about it.
Huge disaster organizations.
Yes.
Yep, that's right. There's this one guy, Anthony Edwards, who seems to be right now the betting favorite to be the top pick.
Can't shoot or play defense.
He's got a really smooth stroke, but he has terrible shot selection. So you think maybe he could figure that out, possibly. He also could very easily be J.R. Ryder.
Yeah.
And he probably will be. He'll have some amazing dunk. And then remember Chicken, your friend from grade school, the guy who made the slap shot from the blue line? I think we call him. Rosemount Stan. He may have a little bit of that in his system too, where he will make a three early in the game, and he'll be like, fuck yeah, it's my night. And everybody else in the stands will be like, oh no, he shouldn't have made that. That sucks. That sucks for everybody. He may be that guy. History is littered with this guy figuring it out and being awesome, but it's also littered with, you know, super talented athletic guys who just like can't figure it all out. So he's probably the odds on favorite to be number one. I'd be okay with it. But the dream I think would be to trade down a few spaces and then just take a guy.
As somebody watching from the outside looking in at Wolves fans talking themselves into certain players in the draft, how many times I've heard you all say blah, 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 but maybe he'll figure it out.
Good. Maybe.
It's in reference to a number of different basketball skills, but at the end.
Your question is, has anyone ever figured it out?
I have no idea. I remember on Wiggins it was something. I don't remember what it was, but it was something. With Rubio, it was something else. I really don't remember what it was, but it was like, but maybe he'll figure it out. And you were excited about that aspect of them figuring it out.
I just want to say, since we started this podcast talking about my bros and turds and how terrible those picks were, I do want to say that when the Timberwolves drafted Jared Culver, Brandon was all in on everything and thought, wow, this guy's going to be amazing. And
why? Why are you doing this?
I was like, oh, why are you doing this to me? He can't shoot at all. Well, it turns out he couldn't shoot at all. And I also want to say that everybody else predicted the Timberwolves would win like 53 games this year, and I predicted they'd win 19, and I was pretty much right on the money. So I just want to talk about the two times in the history of this podcast I was right about something. Up against, I realize, 400 million 5, times I was wrong. But I want to talk about those
turds in history.
I'm still hurting from.
I get it. You got to steer the conversation away from the bros and turds. I totally understand that. Jared Culver, I may have to take the L on that one. Rookie year, we'll see. But yeah, I think we were hoping he would figure out like how to be a good 3-point shooter, and not realizing that his entire shooting, like even his inability to make layups, would go. Or his ability. That was a tough one. Yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow. I don't know. Here's what we know. They're going to choose the wrong guy, and we're going to laugh about it for another decade. Because there's somebody that in this draft, as every draft since the beginning of time, there will be a really good player that comes out of this draft, or two or three or four. It won't be a guy on the Timberwolves. No.
They'll be on the Timberwolves. Unfortunately, they'll be on the Timberwolves like 7 years after they're good.
When they're 37, 38, they will definitely. So, John, that's my answer.
Well, that was uplifting.
I also really wanted to quickly do our NBA tradition. Our playoff tradition.
Oh, yes.
Which is, just as a friendly reminder to listeners, I'm a NBA super fan. The rest of you are somewhere between barely care and actively hate it. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, I end up choosing playoff teams for the four of us to root for. Like, this should be your team this year. So I did it again. The Lakers.
I'm crossing my fingers for who I get.
The Lakers will be going to me. That's right. Me. Lakers.
God, so
number one Lakers guy. I got
Jesus,
it. Fuck. Yeah. Lakers. 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 Lakers.
I hate you so much.
Oh, yeah. Lakers for me. Number one LeBron guy. I love him more than anything. And all I really want in life, in my sports life right now, is for him to get another ring. So I got the Lakers this year. Chicken fingers, I'm giving you the Miami Heat.
Oh, Jim Butler.
Yeah, you're a Jim Butler guy. I know that you just absolutely loved that he came to the Timberwolves, took a look around, and was like, get me the fuck out of this place. And then he went to the Philadelphia 76ers, took a second look around, and said, nope, I'm not staying here either. You guys are a bunch of fucking losers yourselves. And forced his way to a really good organization in Miami, and just is laughing all the way to the bank. And so I think you have to appreciate that it actually all worked out for him. And people were, of course, on the Timberwolves. They were angry with how he treated the Wolves, and the Sixers were the same thing. And it turns out Jimmy was right and everybody else was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miami Heat are good, well-run organization, and they got Jimmy B. So there you go.
Great pick.
You could be a Miami
Great
Heat
pick.
Fan.
Thank you.
Stu's not around. I gave him the Toronto Raptors. He seems like a guy that would like Toronto.
I thought you were going to say because they used to be better and it was just going to be the worst burn ever.
Oh.
Oh, man. I was pre-sad for Stu. I gave him the Raptors because he was better like this time last year. Oh,
that's right.
Devastating.
Stu, yeah. Definitely on the downslope of his effectiveness as a person. But they're, you know, they're good dudes. You know,
bare naked ladies. Like he likes. I don't. Are they cool?
There's some other Canadian
hipsters. Like, do hipsters like bare naked ladies? Or are they like?
We're not into bare naked ladies. Maybe ironically, but I think even irony is dead with hipsters these days. So
is it? And not that Stu's. Yeah, I don't mean it that way. But like, he's a music guy. Were they laughed at by music people? Were they excited?
Yeah, I think I think they were laughed at most of the time. But there's definitely some other bands from Canada that Stu is really into.
Drake?
If he's listening right now, he's screaming at his phone to mention
Rush?
The band named Sloan.
Sloan.
And the New Pornographers are Canadian. They're amazing.
Matthew Perry.
The Tragically
Michael
Hip.
J. Fox.
Tragically Hip, yes, that's a great one.
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, yeah. Anne-Marie and Drake. Yep, he loves those.
That's all I can think of.
Yep. And then, Jonathan, I'm giving you the Los Angeles Clippers this year.
Why?
I love that.
John, you are mad. I knew you were going to say that. You're mad at whoever I give you.
Yeah.
This year I'm giving you the best team, John, because you're a nice person who deserves good things to happen to you. I'm giving you the Clippers.
Are they still good?
They're going to win it
all.
They're
not the best team, though.
When's the last time they won?
Favorites.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Vegas says they're the ones most likely to win it all.
When's the last time they won it all?
If there's anything I know about the Clippers franchise, it's a historically successful team.
It's that they figure it out. Yeah. They've never won it, I don't think, unless they won it somehow randomly in like the 60s or something. But no, they've been huge losers for forever, and all of a sudden they're really good this year.
Huh.
So there you go, John. And plus, the Clippers and the Lakers are most likely going to, I mean, the betting odds favorite to win their series and meet up together. And you and I are, of course, very natural rivals. So
that's right. We hate each other very much. The hatred
exactly.
just flows through. It keeps this podcast going.
Right. I think that the listeners, it's probably the main reason that people listen of like, are they actually going to have it out this time? Because there's just been such an insane amount of tension between these two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you very much, Chicken, for letting me talk hoops.
It was horrible, but it was no problem.
It's been very great. It's been a part of my life. One of the few has been watching the NBA playoffs. I love it so much. It's two games a night. It's the greatest ever.
Can I ask
you
guys?
Say,
go ahead.
No, I'm just going to ask. Is it good basketball, Brandon? Has it been good?
Yeah, it's just as good as it ever is. Yeah, I mean, having the fans there is more fun, but the basketball is equally as good as it's ever been. And it looks good.
I will say,
it looks real.
I caught the last couple of minutes of the Game 7 of the Nuggets series, and that was amazing. Not because it was well played, but because...
No, it was not well played. Nope.
Mike Conley had a three-point shot that would have won the series that rimmed out, and instead they lost the series.
It's really crazy.
A genuinely exciting moment.
It probably missed by, let's just say, like 2 inches. Like it was a really close to going in. Chicken, obviously you have no idea what happened, but there was like 10 seconds left in this game, and the team, the Nuggets, were winning by 2. They got a steal, and they had the ball, and they were running down the court, and there's 10 seconds, 9, 8. They have the ball. All they need to do is stop.
It's about a 4-on-1.
And hold on to the ball until it gets down to 0, and the game is over. One of the dudes decides, I want to shoot it. I feel like I want to shoot it. I'm going to give it a whirl. And he misses it, clanks it, misses the layup. They go down the other way, and they just missed a three-pointer that would have ended the series. And this guy who decided to shoot for no fucking reason at all, I feel very – I mean, it's probably pretty obvious. I think he would have thought about that moment until the day he died forever. No matter what happened for the rest of his life, that's going to be a thing that he thinks about. We talked about it earlier, like being super competitive, some of those things you just don't ever forget. And so, again, 2 inches saved that dude's life. Like it's just amazing, like how you can choke, and if it doesn't actually matter, it's okay.
Right.
Crazy to think about.
I have an unrelated follow-up question. Do either of you guys know when the Viking season actually starts?
Okay, today is Thursday the 10th. I'm going to say it starts...
Today's not Thursday the 10th.
Thursday the 3rd. Next Thursday is the 10th. Is it like next, like the 13th?
Yeah, it's not this weekend, right? It's the weekend after this one?
I bet that there's like... I bet there's some starting like next Thursday or Friday, and then most of them start next Sunday. John, you could tell me that half the games run Thursday nights and half the games run Saturdays now because there's no college football. I'd believe anything you say right now. That's how little I have.
But
it's just insane, right? It's the number one biggest sport in America, and I have not heard really anybody talk about football at all. And it's happening.
It's happening. I can't keep it straight because the NHL and NBA playoffs are going on right now, which is what happens in May. And some college football is happening, but other college football is not happening. Like the Gophers were supposed to play today. They're not playing today. And it's just, it's all completely off. And I can't even figure out what time of year it is. Never mind.
What college football is happening?
Didn't Central Arkansas and Eastern Pittsburgh or something like that play the other night? I think they did.
Sounds like a sportive fact. Let's go with it. I definitely have seen screenshots of like, hey, football's happening.
I'm pretty sure Central Arkansas was involved. We're going to check out the old scoreboard here. But, I mean, it is being played this year.
Yeah. How are they doing it? How are they figuring this out?
Yeah. There's 2 games going on right now. As we speak, South Alabama is playing Southern Miss and Central Arkansas is playing UAB. This is Central Arkansas' 2nd game of the season.
I was just reading that I think it was like Indiana or Illinois. They had to like shut down like their entire frat row because 30 of the 40 houses were all on quarantine immediately.
Yeah.
Which, well, of course, not surprising. But how are...
My cousin is at Iowa State. She's a sophomore at Iowa State. She is in a sorority, and so she's living in the sorority house. And a lot of people are not living in this house this year for obvious reasons. None more obvious than what happened, which was before school even started, I think before school even started, 11 people in the sorority went to the same party and all got COVID. And so now the whole house is on quarantine.
Oh my God.
And she was like, you know, the fraternity they went to, they're all supposed to be on quarantine too, but they're like out and about doing stuff. So I went and checked the Iowa State like student newspaper, and they had, it wasn't even a particularly prominent story, but they had done, you know how the testing rates and the positive tests here, if it's above 5%, everyone's like, wow, that's real bad. Mm-hmm. If more than 5% of the tests are positive. At Iowa State, for like the first 2 weeks, it was 32%, I think, something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I have no idea how any college is going to have both school and football this fall. That seems impossible to me.
I just am not jealous of being that age. And I know exactly how seriously I would have taken this at that age. 0%.
Yeah.
0%. I would not have stopped one thing I was going to do.
I will say I'm looking at the college football upcoming schedule, and it looks like they didn't get the licensing contract, and so they had to make up a bunch of schools.
Yeah,
like this weekend, Houston Baptist is playing North Texas. I've heard of one of those schools.
The other one is a bunch of actors.
Jacksonville State, maybe a real place. Florida International, I'm pretty sure that's real.
Sounds right.
But it's...
That's tough. So is the plan for the Big Ten and all the other like sort of bigger conferences, are they still tracking to like springtime ideally? Or are they completely...
They have no idea.
They don't.
They've suggested maybe we could play in the spring, but of course, how would you know?
Yeah, right. And that's fair. I think that's like the most honest answer they can give is we have no fucking idea. I mean, you see the news every day. There's a bunch of terrible news, of course. There's a bunch of good news. It kind of depends on what you're looking for and what you want to see and what you're reading at the time. And you could very easily be like, the help's coming. We're going to be fine really soon here. I don't think you need to squint too hard to see that future, potentially. So springtime, I wouldn't fall off my chair in shock if we were able to figure it out by springtime, right?
All I know is that this started 6 months ago now, and when it was happening, I even did a podcast about Gopher football in the fall, and I made sure that we didn't talk about what if the season doesn't happen, because I thought it was ridiculous to think that 6 months after this started, we would still be having problems that we can't solve.
Right.
And here we are. It's happening right now.
Preschool shut
down, and I was like, well, this sucks, and maybe they won't go back this spring, but by the fall, everything will be fine. And it's not fine.
Nothing's fine. No.
Nothing's changed. It hasn't changed at all. We're in the exact same spot we were 6 months ago.
Maybe some treatment's gotten a little bit better. A little bit.
Well, I mean,
literally squinting while I'm talking to you of like, maybe, you know, that spit test thing that's going to be cheap, that's closer to being here. That's good.
I just think it's amazing that 6 months later, everyone's like, well, I don't know. And you still have people who are like, oh, it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter if you get it, you'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And there's still other people who think everybody is still on opposite sides. It's like there's no facts that have entered into this part at all. And you might be able to tell I'm a little bit frustrated about this whole thing.
Have you changed? Okay, keep going.
No, I try not to think about it. That's the only defense mechanism I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
it
not
probably
working.
Is. That's right. It's the only way to get by, though. My question to you is, you're right. I feel like a bunch of people have dug their heels in. Have you changed your outlook or opinion on the severity of it, or are you changing your mind at this point about anything?
No, I go back and forth sometimes. It's, I don't know, man. How should I know?
Right.
People, they have some idea of what would cause you to be in real danger, and sometimes that's true and sometimes that's not true. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell you.
Right.
Nobody can tell you if you've already had it. Maybe half of us have already had it. We don't even know. There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're pretty aligned on the far end of the spectrum of like the very obvious, like going to a concert or going to like big sporting events. The majority of people, I think, are pretty aligned on like that's kind of a hard no for almost everybody. There's
right.
The middle sort of squishy section of like, oh, dinner party with just 8 people who are all seem fairly careful. Some people are going to be like, fuck no, never, no, stop it, you're an idiot. Other people will be like, oh, come on. I you know, that's where it gets a little bit of the, you get kind of loosey-goosey there in the center, whereas probably where some of the, but then every time you hear about these huge breakouts, it's like, oh, you all were in the club. You all went to the club and were dancing and singing. You're the dumbest humans on earth. So
I think it's also a hard thing because everybody knows people who are not being that careful. They're they're wearing a mask inside or whatever, but we all know people who are going out to restaurants and doing whatever and not getting COVID. And so it's very frustrating to be like, well, you know, I'm sorry, we can't invite these people over that we haven't seen for 6 months because we can't keep socially distanced from them because they have children and so do we. And so there's no chance that we could possibly get them to not mingle in some way because they're kids and they don't understand. And so there's people we haven't seen for all this time, and it's mentally taxing to go with that. And then you talk to this other friend who's like, oh yeah, we're hanging out with this person, that person, the other person. How come you don't have COVID? I don't want you to get COVID, but it's frustrating. It's taxing.
Yeah, you want to be like, so long as you don't actually die, probably be better if you did get it. So it'd be a good lesson for you.
I don't want anybody to get it because near as they can tell, it's possibly like a lifetime of health problems, which they don't know either way.
They don't know that. That's true. Could be.
It's hard.
For sure could be. Yeah, and there's new news.
It's hard driving 55 when everybody else is driving 85 and still feeling like you might be the only person who gets pulled over.
Right. Right. You're right, John. I'm with you. It's tough.
This sports podcast is real uplifting.
Yeah, we lost Chicken like a half an hour ago.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, I'm here. I'm right here.
Just soaking it all in. Just so...
Yep.
It's just such good news.
famed epidemiologist ChickenFingers69 is here to answer any questions you might have.
Give me actual answers. That's all I want.
Oh boy, yeah, I know. It's tough, man. It's a tough time. The frustrating thing, you're right, is that it's been 6 months and we're still fairly close. But I just think that we're closer than we think, and I hope that I'm right. I don't know that I feel confident about that. But that's just like putting a bet on like the medical community who's been working their ass off for 6 months. I'm just putting a bet on those guys. They're good. They're good and they're smart, just like our friend Chicken Fingers. He's been working 24/7 on this nasal saliva testing, antigen mechanism, app-based, of course, solution.
It's in the cloud-based.
In the cloud. You throw it up in the cloud, and then you can just do what you want, so long as everybody else is also in the cloud. Cloud party.
Anal. I don't know. It seemed like
right. I had another question. I wanted to get back to Chicken. You said earlier that you're like super swamped again. Are sports back on?
Yeah.
Are you coaching? Are you coaching again? Getting the whistle back around your neck?
Yes.
What sports are we coaching right now?
I've never had a whistle around my neck. A couple different hockey teams.
Mm-hmm. Russian Circles.
Right. Yes, Herbie's. Bag Skate.
Bag Skate.
All that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the classics. Is that fun for you? Do you like it? How much of it feels like an obligation versus like, this is pretty fucking great?
I would say the number that jumps to mind is like 75-25 fun obligation.
John just hung up on us. Chicken. John left. He fucking hung up on us. I'm calling him. You know what? I'm fucking calling him back.
But call him back. That's absolutely the answer from a technical standpoint. Can he just hop on?
Fuck yeah. Unacceptable. Like, Jonathan.
You just scissor him in? Like, scissors, maybe not the right word.
I'm back.
John, how ups? You got, what was the thing that set you off, John, that made you hang up on us?
It was just the mere idea that Chicken was going to coach sports again.
I don't blame you.
No fucking way.
I was so happy for him. Yeah. And he's finally back where he wanted to be.
And called 911.
That I picked up my phone in celebration and accidentally hung up instead. I was just, at his happiest when he's passing on what he knows, passing on his skills to,
he's giving back
to the next generation. The community. He's giving back.
No, that's never happened once.
He's yelling. Teaching everybody how to get thrown out of 6 consecutive high school hockey games.
Five. Let's not get out of here. 5.
You don't want them to break the record. You just want them to tie the record.
Yes. No. Nobody wants the record to be broken.
No.
The Dolphins.
They're magnanimous about it, but yeah.
Absolutely. They're popping champagne when that last team loses. Wonderful.
I think we've talked about this, but were those 5 ejections for altercations or were they for game misconducts because of referee abuse?
Both.
Or just sort of a potpourri? Just kind of, yeah.
There was, it was, I think, I want to say, man, it's a long time ago. It was both. I couldn't put a number on how many of each. A couple refs and a couple fighting. I couldn't remember what the break was, what the ratio was.
How did your dad feel about all this?
Not good. Not good in any way. The comment that my father's never yelled in his life. He certainly never yelled at me. I've never heard him raise his voice. The statement I recall him saying afterwards was, after the last time it happened, was, all I know is my father never would have let me act this way.
Oh,
he looked, at me and said,
that just cuts to the bone. Holy shit.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Like, tearing up. God damn, that's good. He's a poet.
I'll never forget that. I mean, I'll be sitting there, in the nursing home thinking of that one.
That's good.
Yeah, certainly regrettable. It's certainly not a high point.
Just imagine you show up after the 4th time it happened, the 5th game, and he's like, he's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fucking way he gets thrown out.
He didn't think that at all. No.
He kept the car running.
No, he never thought that.
Cold. I'll just keep it.
Yep.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's something.
Yep. All right. So John hung up and I was asking you about coaching. 75% to you. Fun, 25% obligation.
Maybe 90-10. It's somewhere up there. It's mostly, it's far and away mostly fun, and there's going to be, I think, anything you do, any enjoyable endeavor often has things that suck. I mean, let's think of fishing. It's not like every second of fishing is just this glorious endeavor. Golfing. A lot of people go golfing all the time and still hate the majority of it.
Yeah. So golfing sucks ass, and I do it a lot.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things people do for enjoyment.
Baseball. We just talked about baseball. Watching baseball.
Talked about it. You end up screaming at another human being you don't know, and that's your fun. That's what you do for that's what you do for like exercise and entertainment and to. You know, blow steam off from work is that you go and scream at somebody you really don't know at all.
A lesson on accountability from a pitching mound. Not fun.
It's
not fun. Yeah, I was I am coaching my 3rd grade.
Kids football.
Flag football. Yeah, New City, Hopkins. We live in St. Louis Park, so. Program.
I didn't quite get it. I didn't get it. I saw the Hopkins thing and I was like, was it the snakes that made him move? Like, did he move again? Or what?
I mean, did you see the size of those snakes? What the fuck? Garter snakes are supposed to be like 8 inches long. All of a sudden I go outside after rain and they're 4 feet long. Couple fucking king cobras in the backyard just trolling, looking for kids. Jesus. Their heads are the size of my fist.
The funny part of this is that I can remember being like 8 years old and we'd go out in the lot behind my house and you'd see a garter snaker, and then it'd be like a competition of who got to pick it up by the tail and just whip it.
Yeah, yep. Totally. That's the garter snakes that I'm used to. Now with this GMO something or other, they're huge.
Yeah.
These city
it's Monsanto.
Snakes.
It's Monsanto.
That's gotta be something in the water.
Yep.
Shit. No, we didn't move. St. Louis Park flag football for third graders got canceled. And same with baseball this year, got canceled. The fourth grade level is kind of where they did the cutoff. So fourth graders were allowed to play. Third graders were not. We tried to put Jones up a year in baseball. They said no. Tried to do it in football. They said no. So we had to go to Hopkins. And they're hurting for kids for sure, and also for coaches. So all of a sudden I had to coach. And I was full on, weirdly, well, maybe not weirdly, but I don't really know a ton about football. I played growing up. I quit when I had to go to like ninth grade because I was just very, very small. And that was kind of the age where it was like, hey, there's no like lightweight team anymore. You know, there used to be like a small team, like under 100 pound team. They're like, no, you're all together. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, these kids like shave. I'm 3.5 feet tall. So I don't really know a ton about it, and I've never coached it, and so I was super nervous. And we were on a field where there was six teams on the same football field.
No.
So they just kind of had it all in sixth or whatever. And so now I'm like flop sweat nervous. Like, fuck, I've never coached before. My assistant coach didn't show up, so it's me and eight kids. Everybody else has 2 or 3 coaches. They brought cones, their own cones, to start doing drills. And I was like, well, fuck it. We're just going to have fun. We're not going to do any of that. We're just going to scrimmage for 2 hours. We're going to play around and whatever else. And the kids had an absolute blast. I look over and the other kids are doing like run forward 10 feet, do sidestep for 10 feet, go backwards for 10 feet, cone drill type stuff.
No.
I was like, that looks like that sucks. Yep. That just, I know those are football guys. I know they know what they're doing. They know way more than me. But it's just such an odd thing as, like, coaches, you turn into, like, I don't know. It just, you lose, like, the fun aspect of it. When I feel like that's what coaching should be, is, like, it has to be the most fun thing in the whole entire world. That's the only way you're going to keep their attention. They have kids waiting in line to go do a cone drill.
No.
Brutal.
Can't do it.
So bad. Okay. Maybe they'll kick our ass when we start playing games, and that's fine. I honestly don't care.
And that will be boring.
But, like, I don't know. I've actually had an incredible time coaching. It is just like one of the joys of my life for sure. I just lean into like, we're going to have fun. I don't give a shit about anything else. We're going to have fun. And I wish I don't have the answers, but I just wish I saw more of that with youth coaches kind of around of like, you don't need bring a giant speaker and play music. Let's just start there. Just play some fucking music while we're having practice.
And
let's have a team handshake. You got to have a team handshake, right? We're going to start with that practice one. We're doing elbows this year, obviously. Don't want to touch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a sort of like, again, it's not rocket science. It's not anything. But I feel like we sort of play these roles of like, well, now I'm the coach. Now it's time for me to high knees, calisthenics, push-ups, up and downs, whatever. And you're like, what are you doing? Why? We hated this. We hated this growing up. A lot of us quit because of this. Why are we doing this? So I don't know. We'll see. Just was another moment in a new town with some new coaches where I was like, fuck, we could do better. We could do better. I don't know if it's a macho thing or if we kind of just revert back to what we're used to, or maybe I'm wrong. And like, maybe some of those coaches are like, yeah, I tried that. I tried having fun. They don't listen. They don't get any better. It sucks. Doing the cone drill is actually way cooler in the long run.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But it just struck me as like, man, sports are more fun than we make them a lot for these kids.
I don't know. I can only – for football, I think you're certainly on the right approach. It's got to be fun. They're either going to be athletic or they're not going to be athletic. They're either going to be big and strong or they're not. I don't think in fourth grade doing cone drills is going to suddenly – change them from running a 5.7 40 to running a 4.3 40. I
mean, it's nothing.
That's going to be
right.
It's nothing at all. So let's just have fun. The skill development that they think that they're the athletic development that they think they're they're honing. I just that they're cultivating out of those kids by doing a cone drill. At that age, I don't see it. I just don't. I think you're on the right approach. It should be about fun. It should be about being athletic, just going out there and having, I don't know, making moves and exactly what you did, scrimmaging, getting some a general concept of what the game's going to be like. I think you're right. But having fun is the most important thing.
It really yeah, is. Right.
At fourth grade. That makes sense. Or third or whatever, fifth or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I just think we as dads have a lot of impact on this sort of stuff, and I would just say try to steer a little bit more into the fun than we're probably used to and than what we had happen when we were kids. So,
I guess, well, just a very quick, on the football side of it, it's whoever is going to play college football, if they had never played football until 10th grade and then just started playing football, they probably are still going to be awesome at football.
Yep.
If you didn't start playing baseball until 10th grade, you're probably not going to end up being that great. That's a sport where you need to, it's repetitions.
And yep. For sure.
Muscle memory and things. Hockey. If you don't start playing hockey till 10th grade, you have really no chance of ever being good.
Yeah. Football. If you don't play hockey before the 10th grade, you will never play in a hockey game ever.
That's
you will never play hockey.
If we're going to rank like learned versus like you can pick it up quickly, just pure athleticism type sort of sports, is the number one ranking on that, is it hockey? Is it baseball?
Yeah.
Golf?
Understand. What was the... Yeah.
Golf is
a good
there.
One. Yeah. Hockey is just because obviously skating is such a unique skill to learn. You if you don't do it early, it's really hard to pick up.
I cannot imagine. I can't imagine, like, it just being a grown-up trying to learn to skate.
I just, no, I remember, you remember back when our good friend Mike Rand would do videos, like, with professional athletes doing random sports competitions?
That's right.
I just remember him going golfing with Corey Brewer, who was on the athletic side even for an NBA player. And Corey Brewer could not... I've golfed with Mike Rand several times before, and I think I've beat him every time we played. And I think Rand beat the crap out of Corey Brewer, a professional athlete, because Corey Brewer could not play golf at all. And
your natural athleticism is not helping you much with golf.
It's just it's football, amazing how that works.
It's fine. If you never do a cone drill until you're in 10th grade, you will be fine at football. It has nothing...
I was going to say Corey Brewer would have been awesome at football, but he would have been broken in half 2 minutes after starting his first football game. But.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I never thought about hockey that way, but I played it so young growing up that it's, you know, I can't imagine. I have no idea how to even picture a grown adult being like, get out there and start skating.
So that's the unfortunate
start running,
part,
aren't
like,
they?
You have to do the skating part that sucks and it's boring, but you have to do it. Otherwise, the kids will really... If all you do is scrimmage when they're in third grade for 40 practices a year, they're not going to be good.
Really?
They're in 10th grade. They're just not.
Is it like technique you have to work with them on? Like pushing off and...
For some, of course, there's going to be the natural ones that... You know, not just third grade. If they never worked on skating ever in their life, they're probably going to suffer for it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Where the cone drill for football, I just don't think if you never do a cone drill, I think you're going to be the same exact player that you would have been.
Right. I mean, again, just like my goal is like, please don't quit midway through the season. That's it.
That's the goal that we have as a coaching staff when we were coaching our teams. That's the first one we have. We set goals, and that's always the first one. Everybody plays next season.
Yeah.
Everybody comes back.
Right.
I think you're right.
So anyway, Rich Hill, not the answer. I just don't think that he's got it this year.
Hour and a half later.
Solid podcast, everybody.
Let's get on. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's 10:15 at night. Fuck.
We didn't even get to do our Vikings preview, but you know what? We'll be back in 9 weeks and do it then.
And they will not have played yet, so we can still do it then.
That's right.
It'll be fine.
Right.
It'll be fine.
John, please work on your bro and turd for the Vikings.
Just
please study it up for when we meet again. Let's try to do another one next week. Let's not promise it, but let's try to do another one next week and preview that. And I just, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'll be so excited to hear where your bro and turds are.
No, I should probably think about it. My bro is.
No, John, don't think please, about it, because I'm going to be on the line with the Bellagio.
I'm going to pick. Here's what I'm
going
to do.
Right,
pick,
going the other way.
I'm going to pick the same. I'm going to pick the same guy as my bro and my turd. So I have it. I'll be right.
Finally, batting genius. 500. God, that's so good. Okay, well, let's wrap it up. I think this is enough for tonight.
Yep.
Right?
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.